How to calculate what missed calls really cost your Florida trade business without the vendor hype. Every missed call calculator on the internet will give you a scary number. That is the point. Many are built by vendors selling answering services, AI receptionists, or call management software. Their formulas may count every missed call as a lost customer, assume a high booking rate, and apply a large job value. The result looks impressive, but it may not survive 5 minutes of scrutiny against your actual phone log. You need a calculation you can defend. The stakes are real. A missed emergency plumbing call, a no-cool HVAC call, an electrical outage, or a storm-damaged roofing inquiry can go directly to a competitor. But not every unanswered call was a real opportunity. The key is separating revenue at risk from revenue a vendor claims you lost. Here's the conservative formula. Monthly revenue at risk equals missed after-hours calls per week, times 4.3 weeks, times the share that were real opportunities, times your booking rate if answered, times your average job value. Each input matters. First, count missed after-hours calls per week. Start with your phone system. Pull the last 30 to 90 days of inbound call records if you can. Count calls that came in outside your normal answering hours, rang out or reached voicemail, were abandoned before anyone answered, came from a service area number, and lasted long enough to suggest a real person was calling. Do not start with an annualized vendor estimate. Start with your own data. If your call volume changes sharply during Florida's summer HVAC season, hurricane recovery, heavy rain, or pest control season, calculate separate monthly averages. A quiet January and a storm in heavy August should not be treated as the same operating environment. Second, estimate the share that were real opportunities. This is the adjustment most inflated calculators skip. Review a sample of missed calls and remove robocalls and spam, wrong numbers, sales solicitations, repeat calls from existing customers, calls outside your service area, calls asking for work you do not provide, and price shoppers with no realistic buying intent. Then estimate the percentage that represented a legitimate, bookable opportunity. For example, if you review 100 missed calls and determine that 60 were plausible new jobs, your real opportunity share is 60%. Do not assume 100%. That one adjustment can cut an inflated estimate substantially while making the result more credible. Third, apply your booking rate if answered. Your booking rate should reflect what happens when a qualified inbound call reaches a capable person, not what happens on your best day. Industry reports commonly place booking rates somewhere around 25 to 50% for answered calls, depending on trade, lead quality, staffing, and scripting. If you have your own data, use it. Booking rate equals booked jobs from qualified inbound calls divided by qualified inbound calls answered. If you do not have that number, use 25 to 35% for conservative planning. Move higher only when your call records support it. Fourth, use your actual average job value. Pull revenue data from your field service software, accounting system, or completed job reports. Calculate average job value using the same type of work you are measuring. A plumbing drain cleaning average should not be used to estimate HVAC replacement opportunities. Roofing, electrical panel work, water heaters, and emergency service calls may have very different ticket sizes. Use collected or invoiced revenue, not the highest possible project value. A few industry benchmarks can help when your own data is incomplete. Treat them as starting assumptions, not Florida-specific facts. Roughly 30 to 50% of inbound demand may arrive after hours. Answered call booking rates typically run 25 to 50%. The widely reported claim that 78% of customers buy from the first company to respond is directional, not a proven law, and its original methodology is not clearly documented. The 5-minute response advantage is often repeated as 21 times more likely to qualify a lead, but the multiplier depends on how the study defines connection and qualification. These are not Florida Home Service studies. Use them to support the importance of speed, not to promise a specific booking lift. Here is a hypothetical example. A fictional HVAC company serving Central Florida reviews 90 days of call records and finds 18 missed after-hours calls per week, a 65% real opportunity share, a 35% booking rate, and a $550 average job value. The calculation is 18 times 4.3 times 0.65 times 0.35 times 550, which equals about $9,687 per month in revenue at risk. Annualized, that is about $116,000. That number does not mean the company is guaranteed to recover that much. It means this much potential booked job revenue is passing through an unattended channel based on its assumptions. Run conservative, working, and aggressive scenarios. The range tells you which assumptions deserve better measurement. What can you actually recover? AI answering and live answering services can recover a portion of missed call revenue. They cannot recover every dollar. Some callers will already have hired another contractor. Some will be outside your service area. Some will not be ready to book. A realistic planning assumption is that effective answering and follow-up convert 40 to 60% of missed qualified calls that could have converted if handled well. That is a recovery assumption, not a guarantee. Using the hypothetical example, 40% potential recovery is about $3,900 a month. 60% is about $5,800 a month. That is more credible than claiming 100% recovery. The old way is you count missed calls once a month, guess at the value, and choose the biggest number because a vendor says every caller was ready to buy. The new way is you audit the phone log, separate real opportunities from noise, use your own booking rate, model a range, and measure recovered jobs after implementation. Track answer rate, after hours call volume, qualified call rate, booking rate, average job value, response time, recovery rate, and revenue collected from recovered calls. The bottom line, missed calls can cost your Florida trade business real revenue. But the number should come from a disciplined calculation, not a vendor's most aggressive assumptions. Start with your own call records. Exclude junk, use conservative rates, model a range, then measure what happens after you improve coverage. Competitors are already adopting faster intake, automated follow-up, and 24/7 answering workflows. Waiting does not make the missed opportunities disappear. This is also why Baffman is running a real survey of Florida trade companies right now. National averages are inconsistent, and Florida HVAC, plumbing, electrical, roofing, landscaping, pest control, and other trade businesses face different seasons, service areas, weather events, and customer behavior. We are building Florida-specific benchmarks based on real trade company data, not invented client results, and not vendor hype.